The three-day week began at midnight on New Year's Eve in 1973, a Monday. The Heath government decreed that until further notice, all businesses except shops and those deemed essential to the life of the country would receive electricity only on Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, or on Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays. Non-essential shops would only get power in the morning or the afternoon. 4 days before the restrictions started, the Archbishops of Canterbury and York suggested that every British church congregation should pray that God may guide us in facing the present crisis with wisdom, justice and self-sacrifice. The strains of a three-day week were also felt deep in the machinery of the Heath government. One of the worst affected ministries was the Department of the Environment. It had been a conspicuous symbol of the administration's early confidence, a new bureaucracy created by Heath overseeing a new area of state activity, with its headquarters in three clean-lined tower blocks that were completed in 1971 and rose among the dusty old spires and offices of Whitehall like great glass billboards advertising a more modern kind of government. But soon after the new ministry was occupied, the drawbacks of its design began to manifest themselves. The concrete corridors of the Marsham Street Towers, or the Three Ugly Sisters as they became known, were windowless and dark. Meanwhile, the glassy offices were cold. In winter, the oil-fired boilers took 48 hours to warm up the complex. In an era of strikes and power cuts, these design flaws made some people in the ministry nervous. In May 1973, months before the onset of the oil crisis and the three-day week, an internal memo was circulated asking how many essential staff would need emergency heating and lighting in the event of a severe electricity crisis. In November 1973, with the oil crisis starting to bite, half the lifts in each tower were switched off to save power. The work of the ministry slowed accordingly. We now have to allow a full 10 minutes to be sure of getting to a meeting on the top floors of the North Tower from here in the south, wrote an irritated civil servant in early February. In December 1973, a few days before the announcement of the three-day week, personal kettles and electric heaters were banned from the premises. In the corridors, 5 out of every 6 lights were removed. Civil servants spent the long midwinter evening stumbling back and forth in near darkness. And from mid-January, there were more of them. Extra staff were moved into unused rooms to deal with the coupons that had been printed for petrol rationing. Yet in other ways, a strange entropy settled over the ministry. On the 7th of February, Department of the Environment representatives attended a general civil service meeting about a government-wide shortage of paper. If the miners' strike continued for more than a month, the meeting heard, according to the minutes, then paper mills might have to close. This would mean reliance on current stocks of paper alone, which at present amounted to under 1 month's supply. A vigorous discussion followed about the appropriateness or otherwise of civil servants using both sides of each piece of paper. By mid-January 1974, Marsham Street had reduced its electricity consumption by almost half. Candles and butane lamps had been distributed to staff, but the visibility of the towers with all their glass meant that even when less than half lit, they seemed to many outsiders to be setting a bad example. There were repeated complaints from members of the public and other ministries. The Department of the Environment had to enter into protracted correspondence about the lighting requirements for staircases and nighttime cleaners. Yet the most persistent problem of all was the cold. The worst offices had no carpets or were in the tower's most exposed corners. Despite the extra jumpers, dressing gowns and bedroom slippers people were wearing at their desks, during the three-day week the Whitehall dress code was relaxed, even at starchier ministries, the civil servants' feet were suffering. On the 1st of February, a Department of the Environment civil servant announced that a suitably frugal solution had been found. The people in these offices have now been given small pieces of carpeting for their feet, which has been of some help.